It's Small Business Saturday. We are rejoicing in our small businesses in Essex. I spoke to Kerry Doyland, who's in 10 Downing Street very shortly. Nigel Richardson is the owner of The Secret Hamper in Maldon. He's with me right now. Nigel, good to see you.
Morning, Ronnie.
Small Business Saturday is... I don't know what constitutes a small business, by the way. I don't know how small you have to be small.
And yeah, I'm not sure, really. I think, you know, just it could be a one-man band. It could be up to maybe, I don't know, 25... 50, you know, however many people, really. But
you run The Secret Hamper.
That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
So imagine I'm Alan Sugar.
Right.
Right. Nigel, what's your business about?
Right. Well, basically, Secret Hamper is a service which enables all of us to embrace our inner superhero by sending a box full of essential items to a loved one or friend in need of a helping hand.
I like it.
So, as the name suggests, that could be sent anonymously if you so wish.
We were talking about sending Christmas cards and all kind of. It's one of those things when you forget how important a present can be to someone. So, what can you put in the Secret Hamper? What kind of things do people want to put in it?
Well, at the moment, the sort of functionality we've got is stuff that we've chosen, basically. So going forward, we'd like to be able to have a larder that people can sort of choose items from. But at the moment, it's a fixed amount of items that are in there. We've just literally come up with an Essex-based one for Christmas as well, that we've just launched, supporting all local produce. So we've got 9 local producers in there, which extends to extends to 12 if you add the alcohol content. But yeah, that's a really one, a good one that we're proud of.
Whenever I speak to people like you, because you're an entrepreneur, it's funny when people like you put that to me. Well, I'm not. I've just started a business. You're an entrepreneur. I'm interested in the background to that moment of you deciding, because you've only been going since June.
That's correct.
What was the trigger then to go and start the business?
Basically, I spent many years up in London, employed, with a safety net, knowing I was going to get paid every month, and I've got a young family, but I wasn't in control of my own destiny. An opportunity came up. I took voluntary redundancy, took a step back, took some time out, and decided my next move really wanted to be in a business that gave something back to the community and you know, in my small little way, could help make the world a better place. You know, and just, you know, and what we've kind of created here is an opportunity for people to, you know, pay it forward as such. And, you know, give people the opportunity to feel like, you know, there's somebody out there looking out for them.
Was there a eureka moment then? Because you bought yourself an old caravan.
Yeah.
Were you lying in your wobbly old caravan and going, that's it, that's my neck, that's what I want to do?
Well, funny enough, yeah, we was away with some friends and we was chatting away about the cost of, you know, raising a family. And the initial seed was sown back then, I guess, when we were talking about how much it cost to sort of, you know, bring a baby up and stuff like that, and you know, the nappies.
Thousands.
And yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, any chance for a sport car is out the window. But, you know, but no, on a serious note, it puts a massive pressure on people. And, you know, any sort of helping hand that we can offer, we've got a baby range that's just full of like wet wipes, nappies, bum cream, that kind of stuff. It's got a jar of pasta sauce, some pasta. We even include some little milkshakes in there because for two reasons. The new baby may have some older siblings, so when a box turns up, they're going to think, you know, what's in it for me kind of thing. So we've got some nice milkshakes in there for them. Or, you know, if not, mum can use those as a little treat while she's feeding the baby.
Have you drawn a wage? Have you been able to draw a wage?
Not as of yet, no. Everything's going back into the business. You know,
they talk about startups and what you forget sometimes, because a lot of people go and get loans, but then a lot of people can't get loans.
No.
So the startup, and so you've got that there, but you maybe not pull a wage for maybe a year or so.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I was guilty of. You know, I thought, you know, initially you think you get yourself a website, and that's a mission in itself. You know, there's so many people offering services out there. We were very fortunate. We found a web design agency that are fantastic, and they've been much more than that. You know, they've been, you know, mentors to us, and you know, we've embraced the whole helping a local community, if you like, because there's lots of people that can help you in your local council. There's schemes that they run and give you free guidance and stuff. So anyone out there that's looking to start a business, I'd definitely recommend looking into that.
One of the issues that a lot of new businesses start in the old days was you're getting publicity.
Yes.
Social media is massive now for small businesses.
Absolutely.
Because it's free, effectively.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So what we've done, one of my sort of people that I look up to is Richard Branson. And, he's been a bit of a prankster, but it gets him in the papers. What we've done, we tried to take any stigma out of people needing help and stuff. So with the whole superhero thing, when we deliver some hampers, if it's local, or when we actually did our tour, when we did a launch tour, we actually went around and gave out some freebies dressed up as superheroes. So you often, see us around.
What did you like? Did you have a mask on there?
We've got like
not
a green...
you should wear a mask.
You've got a face of radio.
That came out wrong. But,
Right, well, you're not getting a secret hamper. But no, so we've got these green eye masks. We actually put one of those in, put a couple of those in the boxes. So when the recipients receive the box,
Nice. They
know that a secret, a superhero is looking out for them somewhere if that has been sent anonymously. But yeah, we want to create smiles, and it's just uplifting, we just want to...
How many jobs have you created? You managed to take on other people?
Not as of yet. We've got a small team behind us, but basically what we have done is that we've tried to embrace, as I say, with the local community as well, and in our Essex hamper, we've got local produce in there. So going forwards, we hope that that'll probably be our jewel in the crown, because we see that there's a lot of other big Essex businesses out there that may want to send gifts, or even we can help out with their company's CSRs. A lot of SMEs, have got a corporate social responsibility, but not too sure what to do with it. That's another facet of our business. We could slot in nicely there and help them.
How is business then going into Christmas? Because this is a time where you
absolutely
could do something like this.
Well, we're hoping this is going to be our springboard. We've just put the finishing touches onto our Christmas ad, which is going to go out on social media. So that should be out in a few days. So please look out for that on our website and social media. But that should put a smile on a few people's faces.
Okay.
We can use this opportunity to showcase what we do. We're a year-round business. It's not, a bit of a cliche, but a hamper isn't just for Christmas.
Nice.
And there's lots of things that we do. We support a charity every month. We nominate a charity. People can come to our site and make a small donation, a one-off donation. When it hits a certain amount, we build a hamper, send it to the charity. Then they can either use it as a raffle item or give it to a family in need. So...
Point us towards your website then, Nigel.
It's secrethamper.com, www.secrethamper.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. We've got
What's your handle on Twitter?
Secret Hamper.
Secret Hamper is on there as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll retweet what you send it.
That's fantastic.
Come in and see us again. I love talking to people who've kind of got a dream.
Yes.
Decided that life has passed. I want to try this thing now.
Yeah.
So I'd love to find out how you do over the year.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're not an ugly man. Let me just clear that up, Nigel. I'm not saying you wear a... No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I get you. I know where you live.
Send me a secret.
Yeah. Just one last thing. We actually got... we were fortunate enough to win the Small Business Sunday back in the summer with Theo Papitis, what he runs Twitter. So that was fantastic. So I'd really encourage anyone that's out there at the moment, look into that. It's hashtag SBS Theo Papitis, and you tweet your pitch to him. He chooses six businesses a week, and he does a retweet to his audience. So it's well worth doing, and you get access to a special website and stuff.
Good luck, my friend. You're fired. Hired.
Thank you very much.
I'm gonna get that right.
Thanks for having me.
Nigel Richardson there, secrethamper.com.